Okay, we go five short ideas for Parshas Pekudei, Purim, pre-Purim, Eretz Yisrael Chizek, Tavshin, Pei Dalet. It should be first and foremost for the soldiers, for the hostages, for Besaris, Tovas, Namish, for the Gula, Tegula, Pe'ezah, Shem Yisparach, Refuah, Shem, for Av, Amam, and Shendo, and the Nishmas, Esa, Tehila, Bas, Rav Gavriel, Pinchas, and Shmuel Yisrael, Yal, Ben Rav Pinchas, Aaron, also Refuah, Shem, from Rav Yaakov, Yudah, Ben Rivka. First idea comes to us from Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter is trying to understand. Though he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban, right, we start off Shemos, and we're saying Chazak, Chazak, and it's Chazak. The Ramban says, and he codifies Shemos, and he says that Shemos is known, the overall theme of the Sefer is Gullus. But he also says that it's Geula. You have to understand, well, how is it Geula? I understand when you're talking about Shemos, Erebo, B'Shach, Yisro. Okay, it's Geula thing, but like, after Yerkesh, Meshpatim, okay, but where do you get like, at the end of, how's the Yaakov Akudei? How's Trumit Sheva Yaakov Akudei? How's that Gula? He says, the Ramban, and Rav Shechter explains this, that the primary tragedy of Golas is not B'nai Yisrael dwelling outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's the tragedy that we no longer experience Hashras HaShechina. In the days of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the Pasuk says in Eov, that Soid Elokai Alai Aholehem, the Count of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above their tents. We had the Avos, we had the Merkava of the Shechina was through the Avos. And once the Mishkan was built, the Shechina returned. The Shechinah returned. Closes. Says Rav Shechter, explaining this Ramban, the definition of Geula is the building of the Beis Hamikdash with Hashras Shechinah. And B'nai Yisrael were therefore able to experience Geula even without entry into Eretz Yisrael. If you look at Vayakha Pekudei, there's nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. It's just talking about the Mishkan. Talking about the Mishkan, which is the Beis Hamikdash, which we're going to get to our second idea. What is Geula? Geula is Hashras HaShechina, says Rav Shechter Apidus Ramban. Why is this important to know? It's important to know because this is what Purim is all about. Why is it important to know? Because we know that when it came down to when it comes down to Purim, it's brought down by different by the pre-Chadash. How could it be? Could Chazal say that you could have a new Yomtev that had nothing to do with Binyan Beis Hamikdash? Beis Hamikdash is not built until years after Purim. What's going on over here? Says Rav Shechter, and he quotes the Nesivos. Nesivos and Megillah Starim. The Chachamim of that generation must have perceived that the Nes Purim was an Eschalta de Geula, that it was an onset of the redemption, that the event would lead to the building of this second Beis Hamikdash. This event was not related to an existing, but the Nes Purim was able to jumpstart and to pre-start and to restart the building of the Beis Hamikdash. To be able to bring the Shras Shechina. And the Rav Shechter says that a lot of people got upset with Rav Kook with this Indian of Aschata de Geula. Because there's no, it's either Golis de Geula. Rav Kook says, no, we have something called Aschata de Geula. Look at the Gemara Megillah. Nechoma Nami Aschata de Geula. That war is also considered the beginning of the redemption. And the Chasim Sofer writes, and Michal Zwader codifies this, that all wars, especially when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, have to do with Geula. But at the end of the day, says the Ramban and says the Nesivos, you want to know what Geula is? Geula is Ashras Shechina. Geula is Ashras Shechina. And how do we say that how Purim is connected? Because if we want to know how to understand how did the pre-Chadash says, how do we have a new Yontif? As long as you be, how do we have Purim? It's about Tosef. No. It has to do with the Beis Hamikdash because it's something that Ad Chatzia Malchus. We know Chazal say Yachashreya says I'll give it to you, but now I won't give you the ability to build the Beis Hamikdash. But we say at the end of the day, the Nes Purim was a mitzvah kavimus. It was the foundation. It was the foundation for the Beis Hamikdash to be able to come out day number two. And if you want to see that more inside, Rav Shechter on the Mo'adim from Dr. Alan Weissman, pages 212 to 217. Unbelievable. Second idea comes to us from the Beinu B'chai. Eil kudeh ha-mishkan mishkan ha-idash asher pukar al-pi Moshe. So we have this. We have the Mishkan. The Mishkan was able to put up by Moshe, Avodas Leviim, B'yadi Tamar, B'yan Aaron, HaKoyim. What's the solution of Mishkan? What's going on over here? So Rashi quotes in the name of the Medrash. The word Mishkan is actually repeated twice in this pasuk. Pekudei ha-Mishkan, Mishkan. Ha-Mishkan, Mishkan. Why? To hint to the Beis Hamikdash, which was taken as a mashkon in the two destructions for the sins of Klal Yisrael. Says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, how does the word Mishkan hint to the Beis Hamikdash? Right? It says, what? Pashup Shad, ha-Mishkan, Mishkan, what's going on? Mishkan is also a mashkon, it's collateral. We sinned, so Kadosh Baruch Hu took back the Beis Hamikdash. How did Chazal see that? Says Rebbeinu Bechaya, beautiful remnants. The first Beis Hamikdash stood for a total of 410 years. And the second Beis Hamikdash lasted for 420 years. The word Mishkan is Gematria 410. And the word HaMishkan is the Gematria 415. If we add 5 to the numerical value for the 5 letters of the word, right? We know that when it comes to Gematria, Ha Mishkan, comes to Gematria, every letter could be a number as well. Ha Mishkan, you add 5, you get 420. So he says, beautiful remez here. Beautiful remez. And Ha Mishkan, and then Rashi quotes the Medrash that it was taken as a Mashkan. Where do Chazal see that? How does Mishkan have to do with a hint to the Beis HaMikdash? No, so you have to count it up. First Beis HaMikdash is 410. Second Beis HaMikdash is Ha Mishkan, 415, plus the five letters of Hamishkan, you get to 420. Beautiful. But maybe we could say a little avodadik. The Chasam Sofer says, Gemara Yuma tells us, and the second Beis HaMikdash, which we just talked about, which the Purim was the impetus for, there were 5 things lacking, which the first Beis HaMikdash did not have. Right? Didn't have the Urim V'Tumim, v'chule. Therefore, the Torah's allusion to the second Beis HaMikdash, Hamishkan, is Dafka only 415. Whereby the Rebbeinu B'chaya said is 415 plus the 5 is 420. The Chasam Sofer wants to tell us, no, it was Dafka 14 and not 420, to hint us, to show us that the second Beis HaMikdash was on a lower level than the first Beis HaMikdash. I thought that was to be a fascinating idea. And what's the idea maybe we could take out of it? We could take out of the idea, it's very simple. Be able to realize that every os and every letter is something to learn from. Every letter is something to be able to learn from. And every os is Kaddish. The black and the white. Rav Amram talks all about this. You can't have a Sefer Torah without the white with the black. And the whole Indian of Purim, I heard this from a Blaivish this week, the whole Indian of Purim is to be able to have that davening and have that nates, but also have the white moments, the moments by yourself, moments of quiet. Every oast, every minute of the day is the ruts of a shov. I'm running here, I'm running there, I'm writing the Megillah, then I also have quiet time. I also have quiet time. To realize that every oast, every minute and every day, every single Jew is a letter, but every single oast needs ruts of a shov. These times that we're going, we're moving, we're doing, and also of a shov to take it back in, to draw back in, and to be able to realize that every single letter has such significance. Oh, I love the Shabbat B'chai and the Chasam Sofer, and the Avodah that we brought it in. Idea number 3. Lamed Ches Chav Hei from the Divrei Sol Majid. The Majid of Esa Elef Hashva Hameyas Chemish of Shirim Osav Ovim Amul Lamodim Vitzipa Roshem Vechisha Koisam. Talking about the measurements of the Mishkan. Says, what's the Lashon? Vitzipa Roshem Vechashak Osam. Shpokhova waited, right? The Pashup Shad, this is actually in Chavches. He covered Vitzipa Osam, Roshem Vechishak Osam. They covered their tops, talking about the hooks. They covered their tops and belted them. Well, we know that Vitzipa means to wait. Vitzipa Roshem Vechishak Osam. He loved them and he cared for them. What's this referred to, says the Magister? Kodesh Baruch Hu Shoklik Be Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu yearns and desires Klai Yisrael. Why? Why is Vitzipa Roshem? Why does he love us so much? Two words, the chishik osam. Read the rest of the pasuk, the chishik osam, because he loves them. Who's them? He knows where we come from. Look at the pasuk in Devarim. It says, what does it say in Devarim? Kirak ba'avosecho chavos chashik Hashem. Ba'yivcha bezar machrem kamor. Pasuk v'aschon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us avos inimos. He chose us, and that's why he loves us so much. He loves us because we come from avos Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We see where we come from. And this is where we could talk about the number one way to be able to fight Amalek nowadays, besides winning the war. How do we do that? How do we win the war physically? By being proud Jews, knowing where we come from. Mordechai Yehudi, my favorite, probably one of my top 5 Kedushas Levi, says that Mordechai told Haman, tell Haman that I'm not bowing down to him, not because I'm a Jew. Doesn't Haman know that he's a Jew? He knows that he's a Jew. Says the Kedushas Levi, we know the Chazal tell us that Mordechai was part of Achashverosh's government, and the government did not have the decree to bow down. Mordechai wanted to make sure very clear to Haman, the reason I'm not bowing down to you is not because I need some patur for some foolish king from Achashverosh. The reason I'm not bowing down to you, because I'm Mordechai HaYehudi. I'm a Yid, and I'm a Jew. The Chishek Osam. I have a guide at the Gedusha when it comes to my Yiddishka, when it comes to my Torah, when it comes to fighting for Eretz Yisrael. I don't care what the rest of the world says. I know what's right and wrong. And what's right is to defend Klai Yisrael. What's right is to stand up for Klai Yisrael. What's right is to be able to mamish, to be able to be on fire for Torah and for mitzvahs. And that's what it's all about. Where do we get that from? We get that from Avos and Rebbeim. We get that from Mordechai Yehudi. Right, what the Sasema says. It says, lo yichrev lo yishtachrev. What did it say? Loshen Asid. Mordechai would never bow. Because every single Jew. Not over there, not by Haman, not by Haman, not by Hitler, not by Hamas, not by Hezbollah. We're not going to bow down. We're not going to bow down to anyone. We only bow down to Ribbono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that, our love for him, all the chishuk osam, all he wants to do is show us our love that. But where does it come from? It comes from the avos implanting that love within us. Right? The avos musuteris, the Kadosh Baruch Hu implanted with us at childbirth. It's the same love, the Magen Avram, that the Chiddush Yom talks about, the pinta l'yir within every single Jew we get from Avram Avinu. That's what it's really talking about from the Mishkan. So when we read this pasuk, when it comes to a perek pasuk, let's talk about poles. and talking about loops. The tzipor Hashem chishuk Hashem, he loved them, he cherished them. Right? The Sasam says, "Aboich ba'moyis b'yahava." Then we say, "Ba'afel Hashem, Shema Yisrael ba'afel." How do we love a Kadosh Baruch Hu? When we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaBoyche B'Amos U'B'Yahavah, he loves you, he's obsessed with you, says the Sazemes. If you realize someone, right, you ever look at one of these movies, it's very hard to say, I love you. But once someone says, I love you back, I love you first, excuse me, I love you first, and all you want to do is say, I love you back. La'hav dilalaf of dolos, says the Sazemes. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very easy to say, V'Ahav Tash Hashem, and you know the Rebbeinu Shel is obsessed with you. Love that Sazemes, beautiful idea. From the very Yisrael, from the Kedushin Shlevi, Sazemes, idea number four. The number four comes to us from the Chesel of Rom. The Chesed of Rav, I believe it was the son of Tefer Shlomo, the Radomsk. This is coming in Sheni when it's talking about the Ephod. Talking about the Ephod in Gimel. V'soch talas Hasheni, v'soch hashish ma'aseh choshev. It was the work of a linen, it was the work of an artist. It was the work of an artist. Ma'aseh choshev, says the Chesed of Rav of Radomsk. Ma'aseh choshev, what does it mean? Ala odin lahasmich miyad, ma'aseh machshava toive, ma'aseh choshev. A person always has to be thinking, how am I going to be able to put my actions into my thoughts? How many of us were so inspired by a Shabbos, by a Shalosh Shudas? Already comes Motzei Shabbos, we forgot it. We have to be able to, when we have that inspiration, we have that fire from Purim, can't just be gone and done, finished. No, we have to take that. Right? We know Chazal tells us that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted all these Yom Tovim for us to be able to take it and cherish it with them, to take it with us. That's what it's all about. And that's what the Rabbanim says, HaBoyche B'shir Ezim HaMelech Yochel Chei Olamim. I think Eitan Katz just made this, put this on his WhatsApp. Haboyche b'shirei zimra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses the songs, but says the Rebbeinu Mitzchus, Haboyche b'shirei is b'shiyorei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves and cherishes the one who is able to be able to keep it left over, keep it going, keep the Shabbos going, keep the Parshas Para, keep the Parshas, all the Parshas going, keep the Purim going. And how do you do that? When you have those close moments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put it into Maisa. I'm going to learn one extra minute. I'm going to make one extra phone call this Arab Shabbos. I'm going to do one extra parak of Tehillim. Ma'isa choshev, the work of an artist, says the Chesed of Ram, Ba'am Yisachar Radomsk, is putting your actions and putting your money where your mouth is. Miyal Bahar Hashem, Miyakim Kamkabim Kacha, was able to go up the mountain, says Rechil Michal Zlachev. It's very easy, Miyal Bahar Hashem. It's very easy to be inspired. Umiyakim Kacha, who could be able to stay there, be on fire for Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all Indian of Purim. Yeah, Kenelan Amalek. Sometimes you have those inspiring moments, sometimes you don't. You can't have any yesh. Yesh is a malik. How do I know that? The Gemara Megillah tells us that ish v'ish, lasos kirtzon, ish v'ish, right? When it comes to the Suda of Achashverosh, and Mordechai is ish, and Haman, the Gemara Megillah tells us, is va'ish. Says Rabbi Avram C. Kluger, ish is Mordechai, ein shum yesh. The word ish is the ancient mess. What's a va'ish? Va'ish spells out the letters yesh. Zehaman, giving up, losing hope, not putting any effort into. Oh, I don't feel dominant to the Samach and Daven. No. We don't lose hope on ourselves. Right? The Kutzker says, when it comes to Yeshu Shalom Das, Kutzker says, it's not part of our Das, not part of our words. Amalek is Suffolk. We never give up on ourselves. Always Ein Shem Yesh, like Rabbi Nachman said. Beautiful idea from the Chesed of Ram, Rabbi Rabbonim, and from Kutzker and Rabbi Nachman. Finally, here comes to Nachas Yoshua. Nachas Yoshua. Who is the Nachas Yoshua? Rabbi Yeshua Heschel, Micholiyov. Pasuk in Reviv. Ayviu as a Mishkan el Moshe. It's all this kokoyev, cross of crusher, b'yichav amun valenov. They bought the entire Mishkan, and all of its kelim, it's all its hooks, its beams, its bars, its pillars, and its socks. They brought up to Moshe. Rashi says from Chazal, why did they bring it to Moshe? Shelo ha'yichol na'akimu, because they were unable to be able to make sure that it stood up. L'lufisha, lo asa Moshe shumalakom b'mishkan, niyach ha'kosh baruch ha'kamasa. Moshe did not work. Kadosh Baruch Hu left for Moshe its erection for it to be able to stand up by him. Very good. But it says on a deeper level, Anachas Yoshua Davka Moshe, says the Anachas Yoshua, Me'achas Shaluchos, Shehein Iker Tachas HaMishkan. What was the Iker Tachas of Mishkan? The Iker Tachas of the Mishkan was that the Luchos would be there. Why did they bring the Mishkan to Moshe? Moshe is Moshe, Emes is Saros, Emes. The whole point of the Mishkan, the whole point of having the Beis Hamikdash was the Luchos buried underneath. Because they didn't have that stamp. They didn't have that stamp of being a Makom HaMikdash, of being a Mishkan, that's all had the Luchos. Moshe was the walking Luchos. The Luchos were either Moshe physically had the Luchos, or Moshe was the Luchos, they brought the Mishkan to him, and that stamped, and that codified with the Mishkan. This is exactly what the Rambam says. The Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav, the Gemara in Yuma tells us, Adaf, Nun Bez, Amabez. towards the end of the first base of Mitash, Yoshia Melech hid the Aron Kodesh with the Luchos under the Har Habayis. Shlomo Melech, apparently realizing there would be such a need, constructed a special chamber for the purpose of the base of Mitash where he built. Gemara goes on in Yuma to tell us as to whether the Luchos remained in this location during the second base of Mitash or were they removed and taken to Bavel. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in Perek Dalet Halacha Af actually says that it was the first opinion that the Luchos stayed there. It says Rav Soloveitchik, why is the Rambam getting involved? We see if he's getting involved in the Mishnah Torah, it's a halacha. Mishnah Torah is not a hashkafa sefer, it's a halacha sefer. What's the halacha significance? Very simply. The Beis HaMikdash only had a definition of Beis HaMikdash once it had the Luchos. The whole point of having the Mikdash was for the Luchos. We know the Pasuk tells us in the day that was fine, Moshe put up the Mishkan, Kalos is incomplete. Why is it incomplete? Kalos was a motion of Kala. It was like HaKadosh Baruch and Kalos were coming finally back together. As the Zohar tells us, of Shechter, because the Torah and Kalos and HaKadosh Baruch are all one. At the end of the day, you don't have a Makom HaMikdash if you don't have the Torah. The Rambam actually codifies this. You don't have the Mikdash. We don't. Of course, the Luchos were under they never went to Bavel. Maybe the Torah went to Bavel, but the Luchos itself never left. Because the Malka Mikdash is forever. The Luchos were forever. They had to bring the Mishkan because the whole point of the Mishkan, the whole point of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is with the Torah. That's why they brought the Mishkan to Moshe. That's the whole point of Purim. The whole point of Purim was Mekabel Torah, Gemara Shabbos Peches, Kabel Torah Baal Baratzon. Oh, beautiful idea. It's a really fab idea. We start with Avshachter, we end with Avshachter. First idea comes from Avshachter. Pekudeh, what is the Ramban tells us that what does the Sefer Shemos have to do with Gullus and Gula? Gula, I kind of see that it ends kind of by Beshalach. No. The whole point of Gula, says Avshachter based on the Ramban, is Hashras Hashchina. Hashras Hashchina. And how do I know that? It's very simple. When you have Gula, it's not just Gula, you have Aschata to Gula. You have something that starts off, and that's what Purim. The Prechadish says, how do you have a Yontif? That's Purim. And it's not connected to the Beis HaMikdash. No. It was a schal of the gula. It started off, says the Nesivos. It started off. It was a mitzvah kiyumah, so to be able to start up, as Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, the three steps in order to be able to acquire it to Israel. You have, I didn't mention this before, but it's important to know. Rabbi Sugarman Shlita told me this when my first perm was here. He says, when you get to Israel, you have to ma'amin l'melech, you have to get rid of a malik, and then you build the Beis HaMikdash. He said, ma'amin melech, that was the whole point. And then you can get rid of a malik, get rid of a haman, and then you can build the Beis HaMikdash. This is the whole Purim story. And Rav Kook didn't come up this whole idea of Aschadah Degula, it's Gemara and Megillah. And we can't, the Chazam Sof says, we can't daven for the world, because we're to end, but we should daven that it should be easy, and it should be quick. But the whole point of the first idea is that Geula is Hashar Sashchina. Good. Idea number two, Rav Shechter. Beautiful. Adi number two, Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai tells us, Rashi says that the Mishkan was a Mashkon for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. Where does he see that? It says Rabbeinu Bechai, very simple. If you look at the word Mishkan is 410, which is the remnants of the first Beis HaMikdash. HaMishkan is 415, plus the five of the letters of HaMishkan is 420. Says the Chasam Sofer, no, it's actually saying a little bit of a different thing. Gemara Yuma tells us on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis HaMikdash, we're lacking five things, one of them being the Urim Betumim. It only says 415, which to show us that it didn't get up to 420, even though it lasted 420, to tell you, Bamram is this. We wanted to say that every oath in the Torah and every oath in our life is black and white. And we have things that are going and moving, but every oath is important. We have to know that. The third idea from the Divri, so much of Tzipir, Roshel, Chikha, Shal, Kadosh Baruch, who loved us, he cherishes us, Mamash. Why? Because where we come from, the Avos and Imaos, Kadosh Levi, Mordechai, Yehudi, Mordechai told, I'm not bowing down to you because I need Achashosh, I'm not that man, because I'm a Jew and I'm proud and I sing it out loud. Fourth idea, that's the biggest way to fight Yid off Yid anti Semitism, to being stronger with our Yiddishkeit. The fourth idea of Chesel Avrom, Maisa Choshev, the job of an artist, what does it mean, Maisa Choshev, that we put our Maisa to our Machshava. We're not just people that are, not just people that just go. I saw the Baal Tanya talks about that a malik is a lashon of malika. What's a malika? That you separate the head and the body. You have a good head, but it doesn't go into action. The Baal Tanya says, no, our job is to put our meisim into action. We're inspired, we put into action. It's not habuichi b'shir zimra. We have to make sure Kadosh Baruch Hu loves people who have b'shire b'shiyore miyala. It stays over in our kishkas. Like Rav Yechiel Ben Chazal says, miyala b'har Hashem. So able to be inspired, beautiful. Umiyakub ben Kamagachu, who can be able to stand up and stay on the high end perm. Be able to then bring it down, go up and down, ruts of a shov. You have all these things, but to be able to ain't shem yesh. You don't have any yesh. Yesh is for Haman, right? Gemara Megillah tells us Mordechai is a Haman. Ish lasos ish for ish is a Mordechai. Va ish is Haman. Ish is ain't shem yesh. We don't give up Mordechai. Va ish is osios yesh. That's Haman, Amalek, and Suffolk. Beautiful. Finally, fifth. Finally, Nachos Yeshua. Why are they bringing the Mishkan to Moshe? So Matt Rash gives his point, but to tell you, because Moshe had the Luchos. The Iker Tachlis of Mishkan was for the Torah. The Iker part of the entire, and this is when the Rambam says, the Luchos Davka never left. And the Rav Soloveitchik says, why is the Rambam getting involved? And here it seems like it's a hashkafic or historical thing. No, it's a halacha. Because you don't have the status of the Makom HaMikdash without the Torah. The Torah is what gives us Kedusha. And that's exactly what Purim is all about. Taking the holy, connected to the holy Torah, Gemar and Shabbos, Pechas, Ba'av, or the Torah, Ba'av of Ratzon, with love and with compassion. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, we love Him back. So easy to love Him back, and we know when He loves us so much. Shvi Zochu Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. To feel the Gula. I feel the aschat of the gula. We're mamish far from the aschat already. We see him so much pain and so much suffering. We're mamish in the Megillah, this whole Megillah story. To know where in the mamish and the aschat of the gula, if they're not any have any yesh. To realize that every letter in the Torah is so special. We all to realize that at the end of the Chodesh Baruch Hu's love for us is so immense. Haboy chabal miyisro bi'ava. Says that sasemes, and when we realize he's obsessed with us, we can love him back. To be able to understand that we put all our ma'isim into our machshavas. Machshavas and ma'isim, it can't be a malika, a malik and malika. There's a separate. No, it's got to be together with one inspired to hold on to mamish into our actions. And Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, to know. If you want to have geula, if you want to have the kedusha in our lives, it all comes from the Torah, kedusha, living and learning, and spreading our Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. Tzoros Tovos, Shkoyach.